Now for our weekly essay from WYPR senior news analyst Fraser Smith. Fraser says that if Governor Larry Hogan really wants Baltimore to be Maryland's economic engine, he isn't showing it.
Governor Hogan says he loves Baltimore. He said he wants Baltimore to be the economic engine of Maryland. Really? At the same time, he says he won't go forward with a program designed to give the city and surrounding counties the transportation system and economic engine needs. And then, the governor and his transportation secretary, Pete Rond, announced $700 million or so for highways, but none of it for the city. No easing of the red line pain here. No suggested red line alternatives. Not even thinking about alternatives, apparently. Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford suggested a better solution for the city would be bus rapid transit. Errant musings? Random thoughts of no official significance? Who knows? Those three words, bus rapid transit, were absent from the secretary's briefing to legislators on Tuesday. Recent reports from Annapolis suggest that Mr. Hogan will deal with political matters first. Baltimore didn't vote for him. The counties and rural areas of the state did. So he's spending all the available money on suburban and rural roads. When Secretary Rond finished, Baltimore Senator Nathaniel McFadden asked if anything was left. No, Rond said. It can't be a surprise. Elections have consequences. But hey, it's early in his term. Maybe he really does have something in mind for the city. Might be good if he let us know. If not, maybe he should throttle back on the "we love Baltimore" language.